Last Erev Shabbos here in Woodmere, we received a email from the Erev committee that they discovered the Erev was down last minute. It was too late to get the word out to the entire shul. So when I spoke Friday night, I had to make the announcement that the Erev is down and people, of course, can carry. That presented many, many shilas. One shila that kept on coming up is a person allowed to wear a hat cover on top of the hat, a rain cover on top of the hat. This week's parsha, we mentioned the psukim about Shabbos, so I felt that it's appropriate to connect to the parsha, and of course it was by Halacha L'maisa last week. So is a person allowed to wear a rain cover on a hat in a place where there is no Erev? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet, this is Hilchos Shabbos, Davar Shu Derech Malbush, something that is worn as clothing is worn, Afilo Im Eino Lovesho Ela Mishum Atzulei Tinof, even if a person only wears it in order to avoid getting dirty, Motel Lattes Boba Shabbos, you are allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It's completely permitted. V'lachain, says the Ramah, Motel Lubosh Beged Mipnei Agshamim, you're allowed to wear clothing for rain, raincoats, rain hat, Ochova Arosho, Aval Oser Li Shalitain Beged Al Tzifa Mipnei Agshamim. But a woman cannot put a baguette on top of her tzif, on top of her covering. I mean, you can't put a rain cover on top of a covering. So what's going on? So what the Rama is talking about, if a person's not wearing a hat, he puts a rain hat, not a rain cover, a rain hat. The rain hat is definitely permitted. Even though the intent is to avoid getting wet, that's called derech malbush. But if a person's already wearing a covering, a woman's wearing a tzifa, she's wearing some type of a handkerchief on her head, and she wants to avoid the handkerchief from getting wet, getting dirty, she cannot place a covering on top of that. That's not permitted. So you learn through the Shabura here, it's unclear exactly what's going on here. You have to read the Ramosha and the Shemir Shabbos talks about, what about a rain cover? So look at the Mishabur just for a moment here. He says that if a person wears something on top of his begadim, shelov shel milmala begadav. So if you wear a raincoat on top of it, say a winter coat, kidei sheli tanfu, afa pikein muta, even though you're avoiding getting dirty, getting wet, that's permitted. You can wear rain coverings on top of already existing clothing. All that is permitted. Even though, again, the intent is to avoid getting wet and getting dirty, that's all permitted. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, one would be allowed to wear a rain cover on top of a rain hat. But it doesn't seem to be so clear. But Moshe has a tshuva. This is found in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufches, and he has several back and forths. It goes on Kuftes and Kufyud, and even Kufyud Aleph. So we're going to just tell you what he says on Kufches, and he reiterates the points throughout, that the idea of a cover in general, Derech Malblish, is when it's coming to protect the person's body. He has this chiddush, the Rav Moshe, that yes, even though your intent is to protect your clothing, there has to have a condition where it's also covering some of the body up as well. So there is a Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Hey, which says a person is allowed to wear a bag or some type of covering over himself when he's walking because of the rain. And the Rav Moshe writes, that's only because the rain cover is big enough where it's also covering some of the body. Let's say a person's wearing a short sleeves. So he puts a coat on top of that, even though his main intent is to cover his shirt from getting wet, since it extends itself over the sleeves and covers the rest of his arm, that's considered a derech malbush. That's the yesod of Rav Moshe. And even though there's a Ramah that says a person's allowed to wear a cover, a hat on top of a hat, it's only when the outer hat is bigger than the hat below, meaning I have a yarmulke that protects part of my head. But to put a rain hat on top of me, since it's bigger than the yarmulke, it's also protecting part of my body. So again, the only time you're allowed to wear a rain cover, whether it's a raincoat or a rain hat, is only if it's covering some of the body. That's the idea of Rav Moshe. The other heter would be if it's adding chimum, it's adding added heat. Heat is also derech malbush, is either it's protecting the body or it's adding more warmth. You need one of those dinim. one, if you don't have either one of them, it's not going to be permitted. So he talks about, what about wearing galoshes? Galoshes over your shoes. So he says, one would be allowed to. The reason is because number one is it warms the body, adds additional heat to the feet. That's number one. And number two is it also protects the shoes from getting wet, which ultimately will get your feet wet. So it's really protecting you as well. But when it comes to a hat, a rain cover on top of a hat, one of those plastics that go tightly around the hat, so then that's not permitted, because number one is doesn't add additional heat, and number two is it's not derech noy, it's not something that is looks nice, it looks pretty, and in fact it looks doesn't look nice, it dafka shouldn't be used. And Moshe therefore paskins that one should not wear a rain cover on top of his hat, and this opinion is shared by the Chazon Ish and the Tshuvas Aharon Tzion and the Minchas Yitzchak, all say that person should not wear a hat cover, a rain cover on top of his hat. According to this, the Oz Nidbru says, according to Moshe, the person's wearing a coat, you shouldn't wear a raincoat on top of that coat, because a raincoat is only there protecting your coat, it's not protecting your body. Unless the raincoat, let's say, has a hat, let's say one of those hoods, so that you could tina, it's covering more of the body. That would be permitted according to Moshe. But the rain cover is only going on top of the coat. It's not adding warmth, nor is it adding any more protection to the body. That would not be permitted. But Shemir Shabbos Kechasa Perek Yudches, Nahara Men Vav, quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he thinks that people are not makbid, and they do wear cover, a rain cover on the hat. And he thinks that it's permitted. But since it's made exactly to the measurements of the hat, and it's very tightly fit, it becomes batel to the hat. It becomes the derech hamalbush. It's part of that hat itself. It's an extension of that hat. But even Rav Shlomo Zalman pulls back and says, if it's a place of a rishis harabim deraisa, which is not that common nowadays, but if it is a rishis harabim deraisa, one should be machmir and not wear the rain cover. Rav Vosner also writes in Shuvah Sheva Levi, Chelek Alf, Simon Samach Alf, Os Gimel. He also permits this as well, but he says, again, if it's a place of rishis harabim, one should be machmir and not wear it outside. Now, even Rav Shlomo Zalman has a qualification. He says the only heter of wearing the rain cover on the hat is only if a person would sometimes wear it even when it's not raining. That would show it's derech noy. If a person takes it off immediately when he comes inside the house, that shows it's not derech noy. And even Rav Shlomo Zalman would say one shouldn't wear the rain cover. So therefore, it becomes an issue. Rav Moshe certainly says it's not allowed. And even Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think most people would not wear the rain cover when it's not raining. That seems very problematic to wear a rain cover. Again, there is who to rely on, but it seems most poskim would say not. Now, another shaila that came up is connected to this. Could a person wear a shopping bag over his hat? Is that allowed? So the Rabbi Ruviatz explains that everyone agrees that one may certainly not go out in Rishas Rabbim with a plastic shopping bag or the like covering the hat, because such coverings are not made or properly adapted for hat. It's not derech malbush, according to even Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, it would be permitted to wear the bag if it's pulled down to also cover part of the face or an exposed part of the neck, whereby even Rav Moshe would agree it's permitted to carry. So that would be the eitz that seems to have a shopping bag that covers some of the face and some of the neck. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, we shouldn't have this opportunity again to have the Erev go down, but it is important to know these halachas in case that this happens. Again, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.